ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Bill Melberg, who joins us from Chicago. How are you, Bill?
Merry Christmas, Stevie. Merry Christmas, Diane.
Merry Christmas,
Connect FM listeners.
You're a tad early. Christmas is still 2 days away, my friend.
That's true, Stevie, and I'm sorry I overstepped you there, Diane.
It's all good.
That gives our Connect FM listeners just 2 days to stop by Sunsinger Wine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign, just west of Galen Drive, where they can find a huge assortment of fine wines to go with their Christmas dinner and a wide range of gift ideas and stocking stuffers. But getting to this week's news.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the two stories about Barack Obama that were barely reported by the mainstream media during the past week or two? And I don't mean the president Christmas shopping with his dog, Bo, the other day.
I don't know, Bill. Why don't you tell me what the two stories were, and I'll tell you if I heard of them.
Well, the first story was about President Obama describing himself as one of the four greatest presidents in American history.
You know, as a matter of fact, I did hear that story. I know CBS cut it out of their interview with President Obama on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago, but we have a clip of President Obama praising himself on that program, and here it is.
I would put our legislative and foreign policy accomplishments in our first 2 years against any president, with the possible exceptions of Johnson, FDR, and Lincoln, but just in terms of what we've gotten done in modern history.
All right, so Bill, what do you think of that assessment?
Well, Stevie and Diane, President Obama thinks he's right up there with Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt. Of course, a lot of other people think he's right down there with Jimmy Carter and Franklin Pierce as one of the worst presidents in history. But it's good to know that the self-esteem classes Barack Obama took as a child have really paid off. The president displays absolutely no shortage of self-esteem.
What was the second story about President Obama that you had in mind?
Oh, yes. Did you hear about the Obama campaign's effort to have the president's supporters hand over the names and email addresses of their Republican relatives and co-workers? In other words, have you heard about the latest effort by the Obama campaign to gather the names and addresses of anyone who disagrees with or criticizes the president?
You know, I did. I heard about that one, too, Bill. You know, we're on top of things here at Connect FM. In fact, here is what the Obama website tells its donors, and I quote, "This holiday season, we're giving you a chance to have a little fun at the expense of a Republican in your life by letting them know they inspired you to make a donation to the Obama campaign. Simply enter their name and email address below. Then we'll send them a message letting them know they inspired you to donate to President Obama's reelection," end quote. And that, Bill, comes on top of the Obama campaign's attackwatch.com website, which encourages the president's supporters to snitch on anyone they know who says anything bad about the president.
You know, why does the word Gestapo and the letters KGB come to mind when we hear about these tactics from the Obama campaign? They might think it's all fun and games, but I find it a little unnerving.
Well, that's why AttackWatch.com is trying to soften its image by sponsoring some less intimidating holiday projects. For example, today's AttackWatch.com ad is actually a dramatic reading of The Night Before Christmas, the classic holiday poem written by Clement Moore. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, The Night Before Christmas, as read by our usual AttackWatch.com narrator.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew right away it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen, on, Comet, on, Cupid, on, Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now, dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." This reading has been brought to you by AttackWatch.com. Santa Claus isn't the only one making lists and checking them twice. AttackWatch.com knows who's naughty or nice. And remember, boys and girls, Big Brother is watching you. So tell your mommies and daddies they'd better vote for Obama.
Wow. I don't know if that's a less intimidating image for attackwatch.com or not. I mean, the poem was really wonderful, but the message at the end sounded a little scary. In any event, speaking of lists and Santa Claus, let's bring in some of our regular guests to see what they're asking Santa to give them this Christmas. Joining us now are former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, together with our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Oh. Howdy, Stevie and Diane. Merry Christmas, everybody. Good morning, my friends. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners. Happy Hanukkah.
Gentlemen, our time is short this morning, so I'll ask each of you for a quick comment about what you'd like Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas, or in Congressman Frank's case, Hanukkah Harry. And since Hanukkah has already started, let's turn to Congressman Barney Frank first. Happy Hanukkah, Congressman.
Thank you very much, Stevie and Diane. And all I want for Hanukkah is one last good year of service as the representative of the 4th Congressional District for the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Well, that seems like a good wish, Congressman. I hope you get it.
Thank you.
How about you, President Clinton? What would you like Santa Claus to give you for Christmas?
Stevie, I don't want Santa Claus to give me anything. In fact, I wish he'd take some things back.
What do you mean, take some things back?
I mean, Santa's been leaving lumps of coal in my stockings every Christmas for the past 50 years. and I wish he'd take some of them back. I've got enough coal now to keep an electrical power plant going. That is, if Al Gore would let that power plant burn coal.
All right. I wonder if Santa could exchange his lumps of coal for maybe carbon credits. In any case, let's turn to George W. Mr. President, what would you like from Santa Claus, sir?
Stevie, I'm asking Santa Claus for the same thing I ask Santa Claus for every year. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men and women and persons.
That's something we all wish for, sir, and one of these years maybe we'll get it. Meanwhile, let's turn to John McCain. Senator, will you be spending Christmas at home with your wife, Cindy, and your family?
Yes, I will, Stevie, my friend. As you might recall, Cindy owns 9 houses. I'm not sure which one we'll actually be in, but I will be home for Christmas. Unfortunately, many of our fellow Americans won't be home for Christmas. Our servicemen and women are stationed all around the world. And as our listeners celebrate Christmas dinner in their own homes this year, I hope they'll take a moment to remember our men and women in uniform and to make a wish and say a prayer that they'll all come home safe and sound.
Senator McCain, you had the last word for today. What a timely reminder it was to remember our heroes in uniform and to keep them in our thoughts and prayers this Christmas. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us the last of his obscure Christmas songs. And you don't want to miss this. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Hey, I noticed you purchased a Christmas tree today. Were you able to find your perfect tree at Prairie Gardens?
Oh, yeah, that's easy because they have so many.
What's your favorite thing about Prairie Gardens?
Yeah, I like the fresh smells and the holiday atmosphere and how everything is laid out so nice and neatly.
Have you ever seen so many Christmas candles?
I have so many candles in my home, and I always go to Prairie Gardens to find the best selection for a new scent for every occasion.
Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan in Champaign. We are back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, this morning we'll be hearing your fifth and final obscure Christmas song. What do you have for us?
Well, Stevie and Diane, we started this, a month ago, right after Thanksgiving, with the Three Stooges singing, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, this morning's obscure Christmas song is the same tune that we heard last week, Jingle Bells, but the performers are a little bit different, and here they are.
Wonder if my Tinkerbell and my little dachshund Pixie are howling in the kitchen right now listening to us on Connect FM. And your three dogs too, Stevie J.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a big hit. Bill, you heard it when you were at school here a long time ago. So,
yes, that was actually the singing dogs, Sparky, Betsy, Millie, and Fido. And actually, those were real dogs recorded in Denmark back in the early 1950s by a fellow named Carl Weissman.
I'll be darned.
But I think it would be appropriate to end today's program with a not-so-obscure Christmas song that describes the real reason for the season.
Well, Bill, a Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Yes, Stevie, I wish you and your family and Diane and her family all of our Connect FM listeners a joyous and Merry Christmas. God bless.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And, of course, Bill Melberg, an evening with the presidents.com. If you would like to learn more about Bill, you can do this at an evening with the presidents.com, an evening with the presidents.com. Salvation Army Christmas Brass Ensemble from Ontario, Canada. Joy to the world here as we conclude. But Diane, I appreciate you, and you have a great week off.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Stevie J.
I'll see you
next year.
What are you going to do with a whole week off?
I've got some projects,
well,
believe me.
I know you do.